Good evening and welcome to the next episode of FieroCast. I took a little hiatus for a couple months due to kids and sports, with baseball, football, cheer, and travel softball. But I am back behind the wheel of FieroCast. Tonight, we are going to look at some of the Fiero TSB or Technical Service Bulletins. Did you know that FieroCast has been awarded the Best Iconic American Car Brand Enthusiast Club of 2023 by Business Concepts? This is an organization based in the United Kingdom, published quarterly. The Business Concepts brings its relationship and readership the most up-to-date insights and features of businesses with presence in digital media. The Automotive Awards is a program that recognizes and celebrates the achievements of the best and brightest in the specific industry. For over 40 years, they have been awarding companies this prestigious award. Now that FieroCast has received this award, FieroCast is approaching almost 50 episodes, and FieroCast has been a project that started back in 2020 for the Fiero community. So thank you to the Fiero community for your support and for also listening to FieroCast. It has been a pleasure producing each and every episode for you. I am your host, Mike Croyer, and you are listening to the newest episode of FieroCast, the only podcast dedicated to the Pontiac Fiero and the Fiero community. You can find past FieroCast episodes at FieroFocus.com and on our Facebook page as well as YouTube under NIFE. We would like to thank our FieroCast supporters for this 2024 season: the Fiero Store, Rodney Dickman, Bontur Solutions, the Midwest Fiero Clubs, GoldenEye Graphic, the NIFE Store, the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiasts, Auto Modella, and A1 Auto Transport. This episode tonight is brought to you by the Fiero Store and A1 Auto Transport.
We know how hard it is to find Fiero parts. We also know that as years go by, finding parts isn't going to get any easier. The big box stores will never make new Fiero parts because our community is just too small. This is why we need to support the companies that support us. For nearly 30 years, the Fiero Store has sponsored our club events, provided free technical support, and produced well over 150 exclusive parts that no big box store would even consider. So, next time you need Fiero parts, head over to thefierostore.com and browse through thousands of products that are specifically designed for your Fiero. That's FieroStore.com, the world's largest source of Fiero parts.
With over three decades of experience in vehicle transportation, A1 Auto Transport stands as a reliable choice for Fiero enthusiasts. Specializing in a seamless transport of Pontiac Fieros nationwide, the company takes pride in its commitment to excellence. Recognizing the unique needs of Fiero owners and collectors, A1 Auto Transport ensures the safe and efficient transportation of these iconic vehicles. Their state-of-the-art equipment and experienced drivers guarantee a smooth journey for your prized Fiero. For a worry-free Fiero transport experience, individuals can visit our website at www.a1autotransport.com. That's www.a1autotransport.com. Trust A1 Auto Transport to handle the journey of your classic ride with precision and care. Safe travels on the open road. Remember, a1autotransport.com.
All right. Thank you again to our FieroCast supporters for supporting us through our 2024 season. All right, before we get started on the TSBs or the Technical Service Bulletins, I do want to point out that if you go to FieroFocus.com and under the Garage tab, You're going to scroll down and you will see a resource that is called Technical Service Bulletins. If you click on that, it will bring you to basically the explanation of what a Technical Service Bulletin is and your FIERO. And that kind of gives you a breakdown of what the TSBs mean. And then at the bottom of the page, you can print off the Recall and Technical Service Bulletins title per the list per your year. So it is broken down into years. So we have the 84, 85, 86, 87, the 88. And then we go, those are the all fours. And then we go into the V6s. You have the 85, 86, 87, and 88s. And then you can also download all of them in a digital PDF format. So again, it's a great resource if you go to FIEROfocus.com under the garage and then under the TSB icon. All right. So a technical service bulletin, also called a TSB. They are manufacturer's method of communicating information about the vehicles that they make in the dealerships and the dealerships that sell and service their products. So the automakers use these bulletins to inform dealers about the, we'll say, deficient conditions that become evident over a vehicle after a vehicle leaves the factory. The bulletins focus on the non-safety related defects that might affect a vehicle's performance or longevity. So if you're looking at it, you know, such parts that fail prematurely or don't perform as intended, this article or would particularly go out and go to the vehicle model that may generate dozens of service bulletins over its time. But the TSBs advise service technicians as how to, one, diagnose it, and two, how to repair a problem with the specific tools, techniques that are required, as well as some of the required parts that are needed to fix it. The bulletins can also alert dealers to other issues, such as changes in recommended tire pressure or lubricants, repair procedures, and maintenance requirements. The technical service bulletins are not recalls. So that is something that is very important. They are not recalls. They are there that will not necessarily entitle customers to free repairs, but some bulletins may result in extended warranty coverages for a specific issue. So additionally, a TSB issued for the make and model vehicle that you may own will not necessarily mean that TSBs apply to your car. Often, a deficient condition may apply to a specific portion of the production run on the vehicles driven in certain parts of the country under certain conditions or vehicles equipped with certain options. The main reason that technical service bulletins are needed is because of mass-produced product, such as an automobile, which contains thousands of parts produced by hundreds of manufacturers, which may not have experienced all of the in-service conditions the vehicles experience during daily use. Parts of the various suppliers can vary in ruggedness and tolerance, and problems may result from assembly line issues. These problems may not become apparent in manufacturer testing or during initial vehicle use, but may develop over time. So consider, for instance, a 2.4 liter four-cylinder engine in some Fieros. Okay, we'll start with that. This engine was used in thousands of other GM products before being adopted for the use in the Fiero. However, seemingly minor modifications necessary for its use in the Fiero resulted in some problems, some of which were recognized during product testing and others were not really revealed until the vehicles were on the road and subject to actual in-service rigors. As the problems develop and the vehicles are returned to the dealership for service, the symptoms are recorded and patterns are then recognized by service technicians or the manufacturer's quality control technicians who determine the proper corrective action. While sometimes written by engineers applied by the vehicle's manufacturers, many of these TSBs are authored by the service technicians themselves. Some problems may have more than one cause, but there may be more than one way to solve the problem, so it is not uncommon for multiple TSBs to be issued for a single deficient condition. If a pattern is discovered, a service technician or a technical service bulletin is issued to the dealership so that the service departments can perform the appropriate repairs. TSBs can contain so much information, such as recalls, campaigns, corrective action to a common problem, changes in a specific part, special service procedures, and warranty extensions. TSBs continue to be issued for the entire life of the vehicle. For instance, a recent Fiero TSB was issued in April of 2011. There are over 400 TSBs that could relate to the Fiero. So it breaks it down into special service procedures, corrective action, campaign, recall. Those are the main categories that each TSB will cover. So let's start with a special service procedure. There are three levels of TSBs, the least serious of which is a special service procedure. These include information for the service technicians relative to performing periodic maintenance. Special service procedures can involve substituting a fluid or a part that differs from that of which the vehicle was originally equipped. Methods of replacing the parts, special tools necessary for changing the parts, a change to the factory service manual, or information on repair and replacement procedures. Many of these are not actually vehicle specific, but in most cases, the vehicle owner may not be notified or aware of the special service procedures. Many of the TSBs that are not specific to the Fiero addresses conditions such as methods of cleaning stains off of aluminum wheels, transmission identification, and automatic transmission can be used in many different GM models, retrofitting vehicle air conditioning systems from an R12 to an R34A, and warranty information or changes. So therefore, if a TSB is issued for, we'll say, a Chevrolet Cavalier, and some part used on the Fiero, the TSB will associate both cars. For example, a TSB on cleaning or repairing aluminum wheels will likely be applicable to many different models. On the other hand, a TSB may be issued relative to the oil filter used on a 2.5-liter engine in the Fiero that does not necessarily apply to other GM vehicles equipped with the same engine. This change was actually part of the recall notice. So, heading into the next section after number one is the corrective action. The second type or part of the TSB is the corrective action in a common problem. These are problems related to design defects, premature part failures, specification changes, or even design changes. These types of problems are usually found after the vehicle has been driven for many miles. Not all parts are manufactured perfectly. Some parts may not meet the original specification or were not even specified with significant durability or tolerance necessary to perform under specific conditions or for multiple thousands of miles. These types of conditions are usually tracked by the dealership service departments and evaluated by the manufacturer. So if a pattern develops, the problem will be analyzed and appropriate resolution developed. One example is TSB 86-10-1. It was issued in January of 1986 and is related to the Fiero's sunroof leak, resulting from complaints by owners of early models of water accumulating on the gasket and eventually leaking into the car. The solution was the inclusion of two drain holes. The latter frames included these drain holes, and a TSB was sent to the dealerships instructing the service technicians to create a drain hole on the Fiero whose owners returned with a complaint of water infiltration at the sunroof. Another example is TSB 87-3-10, issued in March of 1987. This one was related to changing the alignment specifications to reduce complaints of higher than normal tire wear and slightly improve vehicle handling. So these TSBs provide detailed instructions as to how to perform these modifications. In the case of a corrective action, a TSB, the vehicle owners may or may not even be notified or be aware that a TSB specific service was provided to their model year. So then what's the next step after this is the campaign. This next type in the campaign of a TSB, which are non-safety related problems or defects identified by the factory, not complaints, but by the factory. These are typically issued while the car is in production on the line. Often the vehicle owners are notified to return their vehicles for a specific service. For example of a campaign, we'll start with TSB 86-C-11, which was issued in September of 1988. This affected the 1986 four-cylinder Fiero for the AC line. Due to the design and angle of the hoses were often developed and had cracks. The campaign included replacing the hose with also those of an improved design. When you have that, you know, that line of between a campaign and the next would be the recall. So although technically not a TSB, but some vehicles are subjected to recall campaigns, or what we just call them recalls. Recalls are campaigns related to problems or defects that affect the safety of the occupants in the vehicle. When a manufacturer issues a recall, the owners of all affected vehicles are notified to return their vehicles for service and in some cases are cautioned to alter or cease the use of the vehicle until such time as the service has been completed. Recalls are usually a result of complaints to or investigations by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or the NHTSA. But some can also be issued by the manufacturers without promoting or prompting from the NHTSA in an effort to limit their liability and control the outcome, which is why vehicle owners may recently have received a recall notice more often than in the past. The most publicized recall example related to the Fiero is that of the Fiero engine fires. Pontiac issued two recalls for this potential problem. The first recall was TSB 84-C-15B. It was issued in February of 1988, which addressed items in the engine compartment that could contribute to a fire. This recall only affected the 1984 Fieros. Now, the second recall, TSB 88-C-21, which was issued in June of 1990, addressed the potential for engine fires for all model year Fieros with all engines. Each TSB and recall will list the subject and all models affected. If it relates to more than one model, it will further indicate which vehicle within a model range are included. For instance, TSB 87-1-02 from September of 1986, which details the procedure on the removal and installation of the Fastback GT quarter windows, obviously only affected Fastback GT model Fieros and not notchback models. On the other side, the TSB will describe the conditions and or reasons for the TSB, the cause of the deficient condition, the corrective action, and then, if required, a detailed step-by-step procedure as to how to perform the repair or corrective action. This will also include photographs or illustrations that would help in the repair or replacement of that product. Now, the big thing, the differences between a recall and a TSB is that ensuing recall maintenance repair work is usually done at no charge to the car owner. Regardless of the car's warranty status, manufacturers are under no mandate to notify vehicle owners of TSBs, but are required to notify vehicle owners for recalls. There is no obligation to do TSB repairs for free or at reduced charges to the owners, since the manufacturer does not require the repair to be performed and does not reimburse the dealership for performing those repairs. When the car manufacturers issue a recall, they not only require the dealership to perform the repair, but will also reimburse the dealership for the cost of the repair. So there's a difference between a recall and a TSB. Many of the TSBs can be found on the internet if you know the TSB number. A few websites keep a list of all TSBs sorted by manufacturer, model, year, engine type. However, many of these sites, many of these sites do require a fee ranging from $26 to $45 to access the information. For your convenience, as I had stated back before starting the TSB talk, is that the number of and title of all TSBs related to the Fiero are sorted by year and engine are on the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiast website at FieroFocus.com under the garage, and then under the TSB article image. You click on that and it'll take you directly to the page. Once you find a TSB with which you are concerned about, you can go to any GM dealership and ask the service advisor to print out that actual TSB, which they will generally do for free, but some do have a small fee. It should be noted that some sites only provide information for vehicles up to 15 years old and therefore may not have information related solely to the Fiero. If you're looking for other sources for some TSBs included, you can always go to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. You can find free summaries of many TSBs for a specific vehicle, along with details about safety investigations, complaints, and other information. All you got to do is enter your vehicle's year, make, and model. The website's safercar.gov. Click on the Service Bulletins tab. You can order technical service bulletins from the website, although the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which runs the website, charges resource and copying fees. If you shouldn't have to pay anything if you're ordering less than 100 pages, but sometimes you do have to pay a small fee, but you'll have to wait 4 to 6 weeks because the copies are then printed and mailed to you via the United States Postal Service. So it does take some time to get those ones. You can go to your repair shop. If you have an independent mechanic that has TSBs access, they may be willing to provide you with one. Vehicle manufacturers. Some automakers give customers access to their bulletins, but it can be costly. Car websites, club websites, message boards, some vehicle enthusiast websites and forums also post technical service bulletins. Please don't assume when purchasing a Fiero that all of the technical service bulletin and recall repairs modifications have been performed. With the aid of the TSBs, we should be able to enjoy driving our Fieros for a lot longer and over the 30-year mark, which some Fieros are approaching that 40-year mark. So please go ahead, check out FieroFocus.com. Check out some of the TSBs. If you are concerned about it, you can print one off or just bring that number to any dealership or mechanic, and they can check to make sure that those TSBs were performed and corrected. So it's an easy thing to do. Again, everything is on FieroFocus.com. I hope you got an understanding on how TSBs work. They are not recalls, but they do help in making the cars safer. And it is something that is good to take a look at when you have your Fiero, or even new to the Fiero community, you want to check it out too. So before we move into our next segment tonight, I do want to thank this section of the Fiero cast was written by former NIFE member Dave Kapalski and was produced by Goldeneye Graphic, published through FieroFocus.com, and is a production of the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiasts. All right, so now that we got, well, you know, the boring part of the FieroCast out of the way, technical service bulletins and your Fiero, we are going to move ahead and just kind of give you a preview of what is coming up. Fiorama 28, bringing on the 80s music edition. Come experience the sounds of excitement. Sunday, September 8th, 2024 at Pottawatomie Park in St. Charles, Illinois. Fiorama has been a great show. If you have the time to come, it's gone from a single one-day event to a full weekend event. Fiorama was originally designed and still remains as an honor to the daily driven Fiero. Our first intention was to see how many Fieros we could get in one place on one day. The goal of Fiorama is not to award the most pristine showroom, trailered, but rather our goal is to reward the owners who do not consider the Fiero a show car because they may use it every day and find it difficult to keep it in showroom condition. Ideally, we would like to reward the best looking Fiero with the most amount of miles. So that has been put into now changed from the original Fiorama, where we have many, many different classifications of how. But either way, it is still in able to support the daily drivers and have fun with driving your Fiero. So again, Fiorama 28 has been around for almost 30 years. And as much as we still love to support the daily drivers and the Fieros that are around that do drive on a daily basis, that is one of the highlights of seeing at the show is some of the awards that we present are the oldest Fiero, the youngest Fiero, the highest mileage Fiero. But we also have the stock classes for coupes that are 50,000 to 100,000. We have the stock notchbacks that are over 100,000. GT fastbacks between 50 and 100,000 and over 100,000. And then we got our low mileage class, which consists of Fieros under 50. Custom class, non-V8 engine swap classes. So that's the V6 push rods, the 3800 swaps, and then you got the V8 engine swap class, the rebody class, the project class. And you know what? If you're just coming to have fun, you just want to walk around, take a look at what's going on, and you don't want to show your car, we have a park for fun class. So you're looking back when Fiorama first took place in 1996, we had over 70 Fieros participate. Participation numbers continue to grow each and every year since that very first Fiorama. So please consider attending to find out why Fiorama is one of the highest attended Fiero shows in the Midwest. All right. So as a brief history, that is Fiorama. You want to attend, and that's all else I'm going to say about that. We'd like to thank our key sponsors that help make Fiorama free. We have V8 Archie, the Fiero store. We want to thank some of our key sponsors that make Fiero free to our members. V8 Archie, the Fiero store, Mr. Mike's Upholstery, Woody Buick GMC, Bonter Solutions, Fast Signs of Elk Grove Village, Tangi Cybersecurity Technologies, On Auto Dynamics. And some of our supporters for this year are Groitz Garage and Car Guy Garage. Again, without you got your help, Fiorama could not happen and keep free for our members. If you are planning to attend, you can go to fierofocus.com under the Fiorama tab. You can click on registration. If you are a current member for 2024, you can go ahead, fill out the form, and you are registered, all done, ready to go. If you are a non-member, we ask that you click on the non-members of Knife. It is very simple. When I click on the page, click on the form, go ahead and fill it out, and you can mail that in or scan it in email. Again, if you are attending and you are not a member, again, fill out the form, get registered for the event. It's just $10 for the show. Now, if you want to put in an extra $20 and a total of $30, you do become a NIFE member and not only attend Fiorama for free this year, but you will also receive our award-winning Fiero Focus magazine. Oh, I'm sorry, free in 2025, because that way you will then become a member for the remaining part of 24 and all of 25. And you'll receive all the benefits and membership shown on the website, as again, for the remainder of 24 and 2025. So after you register, you can go ahead and book your room. Make sure you do get your rooms booked. We had our block of rooms sold out. We did add some more blocks. It is now this year, our new host hotel is the Courtyard Chicago St. Charles, located at 700 Country Yard Drive, St. Charles, Illinois, 60174. Room rates start at $139 plus tax and include a made-to-order breakfast for two adults per room, night stay for either one king-size bed or two queen-size beds. Breakfast is served from 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sundays. A Starbucks coffee bar is also on site, so please make your reservations by calling 630-377-6370 or go to Fiorama, click on the Book Your Group Rate for NIFE Fiorama 2024. When and if you call, please ask and state that you are attending the NIFE Fiorama 2024. Trailer parking is available neither the hotel's north end or south end of the parking lots. All right, so you're like, okay, well, there's the information about Fiorama. There's our sponsors, our registration, our lodging. Do we want to go to the location or do we want to check out some of the activities? Let's go to our location. So as many of you know, our location is at Pottawatomie Park in downtown St. Charles, sitting on the Fox River. The show is Sunday, September 8th, starts at 10 a.m., goes till 3. The gates will open at 8:30 in the morning. Directions to Pottawatomie, whether you're coming from home or the hotel, are on FiroFocus.com under the Fiorama tab. All the information is there. There's a nice little map of the surrounding areas to check out if you want. So once you arrive, get settled on Friday. As I've stated, Fiorama has gone from a one-day event to a full 3 days event. Starting with Friday, September 6th, everyone is more than welcome to join us for all these events, or if you just want to check out a couple of them and then go explore yourself. If your busy schedule allows for partial participation, that's fine. We would love to have you join us for as much fun times as you can. Come enjoy your Fiero with us, okay? That's all we ask, is come enjoy the Fiero with us and your other Fiero owners. Friday night from 5:30 to 8 is a cash only for dinner and drinks. There is an ATM on site if needed, but this year's Fiorama event activity for Friday night includes a group dinner at the AmVets Post 103 in nearby Aurora, Illinois. Located at 1194 Jericho Road in Aurora, 60506. As we support our local veterans, you can view the menu by, again, visiting FiroFocus.com under Fiorama and under activities. The plan is to depart from the host hotel at 5:30. We'll take some scenic drives to get to the AmVets Lodge or Post 103 and to have a great time, dinner, drinks. Then you'll head back to the hotel, get some rest, and bright and early Saturday, September 7th, we will then head up to Volo Auto Museum. After your made-to-order breakfast for those staying at the host hotel, just We'll get ready and we'll depart from the hotel at about 10 a.m. to head up north to Volo. Visit the Volo Auto Museum. Here you can find enjoyment for the whole family, either at the Auto Museum, the Titanic exhibit, Jurassic Gardens, and if you want, there's tons of antique malls there as well. For more information, visit volocars.com for the full listing of all attractions. We'll plan to leave Volo around 3 p.m. as a group, or if you want to, feel free to depart whenever you wish. Again, visit volocars.com for all the activities and viewing pleasures. Now, as you come back, we have our famous Fiorama Saturday night pizza party at the Host Hotel. Again, Host Hotel this year is Courtyard Chicago St. Charles. Now, upon your return, we have a special guest. We will, for the first time, not only at Fiorama, but the first time ever showing this car at a car show and coming to Fiorama 28 is the Flash. Now, what is the Flash? Okay, now, see? Is it the comic book character of the Flash? Or is it something related to the Fiero? If you said the Fiero, you are correct. It is a fully customized 86 Fiero GT. The concept is from its owner, Bill Papke, of Ada, Michigan. You might have seen the recent article in Hagerty Media in which it's homegrown section. This showing is the only Fiero-related event that the car will be displayed at. And NIFE is proud to host and present this vehicle to you and the Fiero community. So, Saturday night from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on September 7th at the Courtyard Chicago St. Charles, see in person for the very first time the Flash. And if you can't come on Saturday, then get the second viewing on Sunday, September 8th at Fiorama, where you can see it again in person, this one-of-a-kind, rarest Fiero. All right, after all that excitement's done and this all the oogling over the car is done and wanting to take the car home, head back inside because starting at 6 p.m., just before everything gets underway, Bill will be presenting an informal Q&A for interested attendees at the hostel in the hotel's parking lot. He'll give you all the details on the car, the build, and everything that you need to know. It will also, again, to be displayed on Sunday at Fiorama. So come out and see what once was a gold stock 86 GT. It has retained the original Fiero interior, glass roof, and inner door panels, and most of the rear assembly, but also includes the 2.8-liter V6 and 5-speed transmissions. You won't believe your eyes at this extremely ambitious project and its final result. Then, after all that's done, come, sit down, and enjoy a Saturday evening with our famous pizza party. That goes on, ends at 8, but you know what? We can stay until 9, 10, 11, 12, but make sure you're up bright and early heading over to Fiorama. We'll have pizza, salad, soda, water, but feel free to bring your own drinks if you want. After dinner, join us for an impromptu cruise night style event in the parking lot at the Host Hotel. What an ideal opportunity to show off your lights if you have light effects on your Fiero sound systems. For everyone experience as the sun goes down. Then you're going to go to sleep and you're going to get up and the next morning you're going to get bright up 7 o'clock in the morning, head over to the show. So that is, you know, there's so much that goes on over there at Pottawatomie Park. It's hard to put all of that into just words. So it's something that you really do need to come out and check out. We do want to say that every year for the past 5 or 6 years now, we have selected a a charity that we do support. It is something that just become a lot, very close to our hearts, and picking a charity that not only our Fiero community members can support, but something that does, you know, come from us, that it does show that, you know, the money that's raised through our NAIF merchandise sales, through Fiorama proceeds, that a charity, can help, their victims, or, you know, the children, stuff like that. So this year, we had picked the Wounded Warrior Project, as we have offered for past several years, but our Fiorama attendees have opportunity to donate to a very worthy cause. You can go to Fiorama on fierofocus.com, click on Fiorama, click on charity, and there is a link there that will take you directly to the donations page that helps through Fiorama. So all donations will be noted that they were donated from the Fiorama event. For 2024, our selected charity is the Wounded Warrior Project to support our veterans. Their programs provide support for mental health, career counseling, and long-term rehabilitation care to assist with improving the lives of millions of warriors as well as their families. We hope you join other Fear owners and NIFE in supporting this organization at Fiorama 2024 with a suggested donation of at least $10. We will have a donation collection box available at the DJ booth and Fiorama show day, as well as a Wounded Warrior representative who is flying in from Ohio that will be there on site to just discuss everything with us, and to show you what your donations do go towards and do help. If you would like to use your credit card to donate, again, please click on the link on fierofocus.com, simply stop by the club display table at Fiero Rama, and we do have a square that's set up for that. Additionally, the proceeds for this year's 50-50 raffle, half of the total amount collected will be donated to the Wounded Warriors Project. Again, if you are unable to attend Fiero Rama but still would like to support this worthy cause, and go ahead, click on the link that says donate directly, and everything will be taken care of. So other than that, there's not much more to talk about of this year's Fiorama. I think I've pretty much covered everything. If you want to attend, go ahead, head over to fierofocus.com, click on the Fiorama tab, click on registration, and you will be all set. All right. As wrap it up here, again, thank you for listening to tonight's Fierocast, as we talked about the TSB articles and a preview of what Fiorama 28 bringing on. Oh, I did forget something. So all that talk of Fiorama, I did forget something. So if you go to fierofocus.com, click on the Fiorama tab, about a quarter of the way down the page, maybe halfway, we do have three items of interest. Now I'm just going to keep adding here. Three items of interest. First one is the Fiorama 28 t-shirts. This year's t-shirt is mimicked off of the 80s style concert shirts. It has a unique design to it. It's red and white, again, to resemble an 80s style t-shirt. Go ahead, click on order now, and we've got all sizes from small to 2X to 3X. Go ahead, get your shirt ordered. If we have an event prior to Fiorama, you can select bring it to the event, and I will pick up. You can also pay for it, and we can bring it to Fiorama for you. Or you can just order it, and we can ship it to you as well. So again, many different options to order your Fiorama 28 t-shirt. Second, there was some confusion, but we want to make sure that everybody understands that The schedule for Fiorama, the gates will open at 8:30, so you can arrive as early as 8:30 to get your car in to the show field, set up, and ready to go. Car classification will be from 8:30 to 11 a.m., which is also the registration hour. So as you come down into the park, you'll be greeted by Bill Clicker, who will help classify your car. And then you'll take that information over to registration, where you will register your car and get all set. Voting will begin at 11:30 a.m. Starting at about 10:45, we're going to have our Wounded Warriors representative kind of give you the charity information and all that stuff. We will have Jim Stombries again playing the national anthem via his trumpet. And then again, voting will start at 11:30 and run till 1 o'clock. And awards will start at 2 p.m. So that way we are done and you are on the road by 3 o'clock. And lastly, if you, again, head over to FuroFocus.com, click on the Fiorama tab, go about halfway down the page, and you will see our 28th annual Fiorama music poll. You click on that link, you can pick up to 20 songs that are your top 20. Out of, I think there's like 110 that you can pick from. Anyways, click on pick your top 20, or if you want to do 30, that's fine. But what we will do then is we will take that information and we will look at it and we will pull the top 20 songs that you voted for. And we will have a countdown from 20 down to 1 at Fiorama. And just to give you an idea, there's a lot of votes in right now. Right now, the top 20 of 20 is Billy Joel's Uptown Girl. And going down, going up to number 1, I will let you guys guess what that is. But at 52% of the vote, this is what you guys pick as the number 1. You got to go to Fiorama in order to find out. But I will say, the one song that has jumped from the top 20 to the top 5 to the top 1 or 2 spot, and then it fell and is now in the top 5, is Ride Pontiac Ride. That has driven from the 5 down to maybe 30, 40, back up to the 10, back down. So that song is getting a ride up and down those charts. So, but you'll have to come to Fiorama in order to listen and hear what your top 20 songs of the 80s are. So, all right. Other than that, I think now we are done. So again, thank you for listening tonight as we talked about the TSB articles, as well as a preview of what Fiorama will bring. This podcast was written and by former NIFE member Dave Kapalski on the TSB articles. Fearocast was produced by Goldeneye Graphic, published through FearoFocus.com, and is a production of the Northern Illinois Fear Enthusiasts. Thank you for joining me tonight. I am your host, Mike Croyer, and thank you for listening to the award-winning and newest episode of Fearocast. This is episode 47, and it is the only podcast dedicated to the Pontiac Fiero and the Fiero community. If you'd like more information or have ideas on future Fearocast, you can email it mkroyer@fearofocus.com. Remember to keep fearing, and good night for your owners wherever you are.